This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Volunteers are working hard on an Election Day tradition in Keokuk. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott has the story.
It does not take long to find the basement upon entering Emmanuel United Methodist Church. Just follow your nose. The smell of vegetable soup leads to a small kitchen area. Large stalks of celery are washed and trimmed before they are transported to a rectangular table in the center of the room. The celery is chopped up and added to even larger bowls overflowing with carrots and celery spilling out onto the table. This is part of the prep work for the church's 36th Election Day chili feed. Parishioner Carla Wixom says planning began several months ago.
Usually August or September when we decide whether or not we're going to do this one more year.
Wixom says the entire church gets involved.
We've been doing it so long that everybody has their role, and every year we call upon pretty much the same people to help us out.
Wixom anticipates more than 400 people will stop by the church to eat from 11 until 7 Election Day. She says hundreds more in the Keokuk area will order carryout or delivery.
Anybody that's got a phone and wants a delivery, we'll deliver to them.
$6 gets a big bowl of chili or vegetable soup, sliced carrots and celery, drinks, and dessert. Seconds on soup are available for a couple bucks. Wixom says the money raised pays for the event and church improvements.
It's helped us with putting the roof on. It helps us with the carpeting. Any major repairs that the church needs, it's there for us.
Wixom says it's fun to give the community a place to come together on Election Day. And this year, given the tone of the presidential campaign, the church has opened its sanctuary to anyone from the public who might need to pray before casting their ballot. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.